You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
This is Spanky Hayes. Yeah, that guy. Fopak, the funniest guy ever, yada, yada, yada. You're watching Knockouts and Three Counts. Well, you're not watching it, you're listening to it. But you're listening so hard that you can see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of... Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, I have my...
You always got to say it.
It's our thing.
It's part of it.
I have on my extra special radio voice today, people. So this is a very special episode. We have some special guests in the studio. We'll get to them in just a second. But let's go around the table and give our social media. We'll start with the man on the phone, Mr. Tony Thunder. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know who you are and your social medias?
That's me. CO3pod.com. You can find all my shit. You know, I'm Tony Thunder.
KO3CPod?
Motherfucker. Something like that. Let me get it straight.
No.
My Instagram is Tony.
Get it together.
Hold on.
Get it together.
Don't just go to Facebook. That's where I'm always at. Instagram, Tony_Thunder. I'm not really on no other social medias like that. I mean, I have them, but you're not going to really find them like that.
So you're not going to do the Twitter thing?
Well, what happened was I have
what happened was
3 weeks, and since other motherfuckers have been tweeted since 2008, and they still got my name, I figured I'd give up on that shit.
you gave up on it, man.
For now,
okay. Hey, it'd be like that though.
And everybody, let's give a quick round of applause for Mr. Thunder, man. He's not feeling too well, but he still called in, man. Just so he's toughing it out. So quick round of applause for Mr. Thunder.
Jesus Christ.
I got that Barry White syndrome.
Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media?
You can
there.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT, and find me at Kyle Collison on Facebook.
Oh, wait, Mr. Thunder, you got anything coming up?
And he fought twice.
What? But damn.
Thunder, you got anything coming up this weekend, sir?
Yes, I do. The whole pack.
I love how
you
just try to throw me
for the
there.
First time this year. The whole pack, all 17 of us. It's not 17 of us, but we gonna find people just so it can be 17 of us. We going out there with the hoodies on. We going out there with hats and memorabilia and all that shit. We taking promo pics. We taking people's wives. We coming out there. We taking over the show. And it's going to be packed as fuck.
All right. Where's that going to be at, sir?
It's going to be in Peru, Indiana, PWK. You can go to PWK1.com. That's the website to check out more info. And you'll see, you know, we got to keep it packed. We keep it packed as fuck. Shout out to Sean Tyler. Shout out to Steven Drochner. Shout out to Cheddar fucking Diesel Troxy. Shout out to Sadan. Shout out to Darrell Jackson.
Damn, you motherfuckers are rolling.
Shout out to Aaron John. I said it was 17 of us. Let me keep going. Shout out to... All right, that's all I'm going to shout out right now.
All right, Mr. Collison, what do you have coming up, and what do we have coming up, sir?
Only thing I really got coming up right now, I'm getting ready to head out to WrestleMania out there in New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
And we have coming up with our guests that are going to be on the show with us today, we're going to be live in Living Color. April 14th from the Burton Manor for TXC fights. So come check it out. Come watch somebody get their ass whooped.
Yes, sir. And I am Devin McKenzie. You hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can hit me up on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. For those of y'all that want to come check out NXT TakeOver with Knockouts and Three Counts and the Breaking Down the Ring podcast, come check us out at Buffalo Wild Wings downtown. We'll be there. I think that kicks off at, 7 o'clock, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be there hanging out, watching NXT TakeOver and UFC 223. So come watch the fights and watch NXT with us, man. Good times. And make sure you hit up the guys at Breaking Down the Ring. They have a good show, too. And if you're looking for a car, make sure you hit up SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Do it.
1939. Yes.
Fuck you, Kyle. make sure you check out South.
I muted Tony so that he couldn't do it, and you did it.
I got your back, Tony.
Check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com.
Hey, they all steal my shit every week, so fuck it.
Hey, look, I'm trying to make money. Shut the fuck up. Hey, look. Go to SouthfieldQualityCars.com. When you go in there to make your purchase, give them the reference code 19309. That is 19309.
1939.
No, it's not anything else. It is 19309.
Hold on, wait. I got to give a shout out to RenoWrestlingRing.com.
Yes, sir.
Your bar mitzvahs, your birthdays, your grandma's birthdays, funerals, hospital visits, your kids' bar mitzvahs. I haven't said that already. Ramadan, Passover, Christmas, New Year's. Yeah, get you a wrestling ring.
Festivus.
We'll come out there.
Festivus.
And we'll tear shit up.
Hey, shout out to Joe Battaglia, too, for bringing us in for the fight, too. So
it's coming up, and more info on Festivus soon.
Alrighty. What'd you say, Kyle?
I said shout out to Joe Battaglia, too, for putting us on for the fights. We'll be doing the fights live there.
All right.
He'll be on with us next week, too.
All right, guys. Did we get all our bullshit out of the way?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and introduce our guest. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and take this, sir?
So, in the studio with us, we've got past guests of the show. We've got Maneev Alsamny.
Five-time guest, I think.
Yeah, five-time time WCW champion.
Five-time.
Yeah. Basically,
and we've got one of my longtime teammates. We got Marco, the hybrid smallman.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, guys, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there and what you guys got coming up, especially in 2 weeks.
Well, I'm the hybrid. Follow me on my social medias. Let's start with Facebook. So Marco, the hybrid smallman on Facebook, Instagram, thehybrid_MMA, and Twitter, Firewalker41. There you go.
Any sponsors you need to get out there?
Yeah, I have give a quick shout out to Propier USA. It's based on Walled Lake, Michigan. Shout out to Cactus Financial out in Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out to
he's getting them all over the place.
Getting them all over. shout out to I'm sorry. My newest sponsor, D&D Recruiting US. You'll be hearing a lot more of them soon. So keep a close eye on my Instagram.
Hold on, right quick. You said Cactus Mo. Happened to be Cactus Jack off 51st and Northern?
No. Get out of my line.
Wait, no, y'all laughing at me. There's really a Cactus Jack Motors out there.
Is there?
Really?
I'm sure there is.
And this Mick Foley, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Manee, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media and your sponsors out there, man?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat, Maneev_Salmani. And then Facebook is Maneev Alsamny. That's really all I use. And then I have some sponsors, Endgame, Realtor Anthony Fawaz, Detroit MMA TV. I always have a hard time. Dairy Kings and Michigan Top Team in Detroit Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and
let me say this right quick. Maneev has Maneev has been there more than Pepper Kyle. Well, he is now officially a knocked out and three Kyle.
Honorary
He's
host.
A co-host, man.
Damn.
He's a co-host.
Y'all could at least have me at least a couple times.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We'll definitely have you back.
We'll definitely have you back.
Hey,
in my defense, I've been telling you to come on for a minute.
When was this?
I shot you a message when we started
when
it up.
When was this?
Check your messages.
So you lying on air, Kyle.
I'm good.
See, you hear that? I said, check your messages. He said, no,
man,
I'm good.
Man, I will look later. We live. We live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a fight
Hey. Shout out to JB Securities, LLC.
Okay. All right.
He's got him.
Straight out Pontiac, Michigan, so, which is where I'm from.
So, Marco, since you're this is your first time on the show, we'll start with you first. Tell us a little bit about your fight and tell us a little bit about your opponent, because I've never heard of this guy.
Okay, so I'm going to be fighting at the Burton Manor April 14th. It's against a guy named Scott Fratrell out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
You guys have had quite the little back and forth, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. We've had a little bit of back and forth. He didn't really like what I had to say, so he clapped back at me a little bit. And you know, it is what it is. It's
so
a fight
game.
You
got to beat his ass.
Exactly.
He did like the most respectful shit talking I've ever seen. Like, it's nothing personal, but this is all business.
Hey. Well, so then he took offense, and so we had to go back and forth, and then like everybody and their mamas and girlfriends decided to come in and bite.
Oh, girlfriends got involved too?
Yeah, his girl got in. He didn't like it. And I was going to argue with another female. Bro,
he got a girlfriend and a wife on the side.
Well, once she sees your 25 abs, she's going to leave.
No comment.
how many?
I just said 25 because the motherfucker's built like a brick shit house.
Hey, man, 32. We work hard out here, okay? I'm probably one of the, if not the hardest working welterweight in the state of Michigan.
Okay. I was gonna say something about that. So you've had a little bit of layoff, but you know your last year straight. Yeah, you. Wow. But I know you've been putting in the work. What's up with the layoff and stuff?
Well, I know in the summer I was nursing an injury from my last fight. I went against a guy named John White. You all probably heard of him. I got that out the way. I actually sustained a knee injury from that fight, so I was put off a little bit, and then I came back, and I was supposed to fight at a KOTC up at the Yak Arena. In August, which I ended up falling through. I don't know. For whatever reason, I ended up going through five names. And I was cutting weight, and I got the phone call saying, hey, Marco, you're not fighting.
Seems to be a lot of that going on, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're cutting weight, you know, you're not the happiest camper.
Right.
So once I got that phone call, I mean, I was pissed off because, you know, I put in that full training camp, dieting, cutting the weight. I was pissed off. My coworkers and my girlfriend did not like me. They did not want to be around me. And then just to get that phone call, and I sold a ton of tickets, which was a pain in the ass to return in and of itself.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. So,
we'll definitely get to that in a minute.
Been there.
And then I was supposed to fight in KOP in November against one of our favorite fighter, Devin, which ended up falling through. And I was pissed off after that.
You're talking about Devin Smith?
Mm, okay. Yes. And I was pissed off. Once I got the news, I was pissed off for probably a good 2-3 days. Because, like, you know, I haven't fought in coming up. This is going to be coming up about 2 weeks after this fight.
Wow.
I have a full year. And, you know, bad news after bad news. And, I wasn't happy. And then after that, you know, I got an opportunity to go out at the UFC tryouts over at Nevada.
Okay. For The Ultimate Fighter?
Ultimate Fighter. Cool. Yeah. And I got through. I mean, I got through the grappling. I got through the pad work. I thought I rocked it out at the, with the interview. And after it was all said and done, which took forever, it was like, 15 hours? Of just all that, going through all the, you know, going through all the weight classes, which I think they had, let's see, featherweight, lightweight, and welterweights.
Right.
So after going through all the applicants, they ended up gathering us all together and basically said, you know, it came down to numbers, but we're not going to end up taking welterweights.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny you say that because, Kyle told me that you made the cut for it, but they cut your division. So. Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed is that the UFC tends to do a lot of the Ultimate Fighters with the lighter fighters now for some reason, like especially 155.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give you a reason why?
No, basically, basically it came down to numbers. You know, once we had to go through a sheet and sign it up and turn it into to everybody. Right. And once they got, you know, their tally of all the applicants, they basically got their number.
So could you cut down to 155?
I don't want to. That's an extra 15 pounds I don't want to cut.
You say you're already at a happy camper at 170.
Yeah, I'm pretty lean as it is.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I'm cutting from 200 pounds.
Wow.
So
I told you, man, he's a fucking big son bitch.
So I don't want to cut. I cut to 155. I'd be a huge 155er, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Man. Well, speaking of cutting weight, Manib, man, how you feeling right now, man?
Oh, I feel good. I really haven't been cutting much weight. I've just been cutting down how much I eat because I'm fighting a weight class up at 135. So I just feel pretty comfortable right now, just chilling, working every day, going to the gym every day, just taking one day at a time. And I just can't wait to fight. It's going to be – well, I want to rip this dude's fucking head off and throw it across the fucking ring at his fucking team and family. Because he's a piece of shit who's talking all this kind of junk. And
Manib always gives me one, man.
Hey, this guy, man, he's talking about, oh, you're a poser, you're this and that. This guy hasn't fought since 2015, and he fucking lost. So he needs to chill out with what he says and watch his mouth, because I've been putting in work. There's a reason why everyone knows who I am in such a short time, and nobody knows who he is in 10 years of fighting. So I'm going to smack him up, and he'll probably retire.
Get him.
So how do you really feel, Manit?
That's how I really feel. So
can you tell that there's a nice beef between SFS and fucking MTT?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's part of it, too. I want to show them that there ain't no number two. You're either number one or you're nothing at all.
Number two is the first to lose.
Well, if you number two, you the shit.
Nope. I'm number one, and
I'm the only one. I just want to
school this guy and show him that he's dealing with a different level of a fighter.
Tony, I think I was the only one that got that one.
Yeah, I got it.
I know you got it.
I got it.
Keep your poop jokes to yourself. That was a shitty joke.
I guess I was the only one that found that funny.
I thought it was.
Nobody got what I said.
Tony, you got any questions for our guest, sir?
Hey, man, you know, there's a lag in the stuff that I say, so some of the stuff y'all won't hear. I checked back on the episode last week and was like, damn, I'm late as hell saying that. But, hey, man, I was going to say, Manit's been doing his damn thing, man. I follow him on social media. I see his combos and the way he kicked bags and punched bags and shit. And, Manit, man, I mean, I know this is your first professional fight, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel coming off of this being your first professional fight with having to miss out on your last one? Are you more motivated? Did it kind of take you down to just work harder? Or how did you feel about missing that last one as opposed to coming into this new fight?
Oh, so missing that last one, like, it really comes down to this. Like, so I missed, I was supposed to fight in December because I've been healthy. Thankfully, I've been healthy these last few months, but I just haven't been able to fight. Because everyone just has this thing called bitch assness, so they don't want to. They want to pretend to be fighters, but when it comes time to fight, they don't want to get in there and show what time it is. So I've been praying for my opponent every day, so that he shows up, because I can't have another one of these guys back out on me. But yeah, so supposed to fight in December, didn't happen. Supposed to fight in February. Everyone knows what happened with that situation. That was a terrible situation, and. For this one, I've just been taking it one day at a time, because right now I'm not really worried. Like, I don't know if I'm going to fight. You really never know anymore in this type of game. So I'll worry about the fight when I'm in the ring. I've just been training every day, and it's no big deal to me to fight. For him, it's a big deal because he's a little suburban bitch who doesn't know what it's like to fight. I like to fight. I'll fight him right now if he will pull up right here. I'll fight him anytime, but he's a little suburban bitch.
Oh, he said pull up, though.
Yeah, he won't, though. So he'll keep his suburban ass, and he'll sit down. I'm going to knock him out for sure, man. I'm not worried.
Oh, shit. he's going to be laughing my ass off. I can't. Shit. Marco, man, you know. This is your first time on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, coming into this fight, you know, coming off your last fight with John White, which in my opinion was probably your biggest opponent to date so far.
So far, but there's going to be many more.
Oh, for sure.
Many more. I mean, you know, John White was a stepping stone, a pebble to what's going on, you know, remainder of my career. He was just a stepping stone. And it's going to get bigger and bigger. Just watch.
So tell us a little bit about your camp and stuff. I mean, I've been training with you for what, man? It's been...
years.
It's been a good 6-7 years now.
When I first meet you?
Shit, it was back at MASH, but it was probably at least 5 years I can think of off
top.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've competed in the same tournaments a few times. You competed in this last tournament last time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, everybody, I mean, tell us a little bit about your camp and, you know, how training's going. And
Training is going great, man. I'm getting my rounds in. I end up adding Allegiance into the bag of places I'm going to right now to you know, get those rounds in. I'm all over the place, man.
He's doing it the old
getting
school
the work. You have to, man. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of, because, like, there's not a, other than, like, you know, obviously MTT, you know, other than them, you know, American Top Team and you know, all these other, you know, Team Alpha Male, there's not a lot of super gyms, yep. Especially in Michigan, that has everything. Right. So, like, you know, I've been putting in that road work.
Wow.
You know, getting in, you know, gym after gym, and then two-a-days. Not just sparring, not just jiu-jitsu, not just wrestling, get my grappling on, get my, you know, face punching on.
Doing I'm getting,
I'm going, strength conditioning. going, you know, and getting, you know, getting these runs in. I can guarantee you he ain't doing that. What's he doing? Getting mad at me, getting his girl into, you know, getting his girl into the beef.
Never let your woman into your beef.
I think
it was Human Tornado that said, keep your baby mamas and your kids out the locker room.
Yep.
And I'm sure that applies and everything.
Thank you.
So, Marco, man,
it ain't safe. It ain't safe. I had to say it one time.
It ain't safe.
So what up, Tom? go ahead. Tell what you got to say.
That got you into, see, I told y'all that lag, man. That lag. But no, what got you into UFC? Well, not UFC, but what got you into MMA?
MMA?
And, yeah, what got you into, it's kind of a two-part question. What got you into MMA, or who got you into MMA? And for all the fans out there that are listening to us that may not be MMA fans, what match or fight would you have them watch that would turn them on to your style of fighting?
Okay, so we'll start with the first one. So what got me in MMA? So, you know, I'm a kid from Pontiac, you know, you know, came from some rough streets, and you know, wrestled. I did my sports thing for many years, and I had people telling me, "Oh, you should get an MMA. You got the physique, you got the work ethic, and this and that." And you know, That was during a time when I'm just figuring out and finding out what UFC or even WEC is, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm not knowing. You know where the gyms I have to go to. So some years go down, you know, I get my adult thing going and, you know, I get a job. And then a buddy of mine ended up getting me into my first competition in grappling. And I haven't grappled in 2.5 years. So I grapple, didn't do as well as I wanted to. Buddy looks at me, he goes, "So how'd you feel?" And I told him, look him in his eye, and I told him, "It's never happened to me ever again." Pointed me to my first MMA gym. I walk in, I meet Joe Pataglia, and it's history. You know, after 2 kickboxing fights, 11 amateur MMA fights, 4 pro MMA fights later, undefeated. Boom.
I just want to point out that he just looked me in the eye and I just peed a little bit. But
dude, it's been like that. I've been looking at everybody in their eyes, man. It's like, look. It's been a year. A year.
No. You see, when you said, like, this would never happen to me, you looked at me, man. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen because I ain't going to do shit. I'm going to sit here, drink my water, and host this show, goddammit.
Who says the biggest guy in the whole fucking room and shit?
Joking.
But, like, yeah, you know, continue to answer that question, you know, I never shied away from competition. I always, you know, I was always a competitor and I enjoyed sports, mainly wrestling. Wrestling is what really, really cement myself in, you know, the whole sports thing. You know, football, that was cardio for me. That was easy. You know, wrestling was where it's at.
What position did you play in football?
Line, defense, and defense.
Wow.
Yeah. O-line,
I was thinking like safety
sides.
Or something like that. Wow.
Well, I mean, I was fast enough to be a linebacker or, a defensive end, but, you know, with my speed, I was pretty fast. For a guy my size, I was pretty fast, but they had me on the line.
Okay.
But, I'm a big competitor. I love to compete. Don't shy away from competition. And that was also a big decider. And on top of that, you know, I come from a blue-collar family who's not afraid to shy, you know, not afraid of work, you know, getting dirty, getting busy, you know, whether it be, you know, a mechanic, whether it be anything, screen printer, anything. You know, we're not afraid of work. You know, being from Pontiac, we're not afraid of walking on our 2 feet and
Yak
working.
Down.
Is right.
Hey, shout out to the Yak though.
Hey. Now what was your second question?
The second question is what fight or bout would you have people watch that would really turn them on to UFC and that kind of shows your style of fighting or your explosiveness that you would, you know, show people that kind of resembles what you would do in the ring?
Or in the words of Black Kyle, your quintessential fight.
I guess I would turn them on to like 3 fights. So obviously my fight against John White, my fight against Robert Gidron, and my fight, this fight's not posted. So I'm at to go with my fight against James Shores when I fought at Vertex.
Oh, we can see all these fights on your social medias?
Social media or YouTube.
Okay, cool.
Whichever.
Make sure I check that out.
I was in your corner for 2 out of the 3 of those. because the one was the KO, the King of the Cage yep. one, and then the other one was the one that was.
Kyle was there.
Kyle was there. Ring the bell.
I'm about to just kick him in the dick and call it a day. I mean, but yeah, the other one was the one that.
So with those three fights,
ring the bell.
So what's this bell thing for?
So everybody
explain.
Everybody on the show kind of has that thing that they say all the time. So whenever we get one of those, we ring the bell and the listeners got to take a shot. It's like a drinking game within the show.
Some say there is more than others.
Kyle.
Look here, bitch. You steal my
Hey. Shout out to Manib with the Red Solo.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
It's just water.
Red Solo Cup.
Yeah. Quote, unquote, water.
You know Kyle fought twice.
I fought more than twice, asshole, but fuck you.
Well, what's the number? What's the number?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, that number change every week.
No, it don't. No, it don't. Okay. Now he's trying to shoot shots.
Children.
Yeah, look here. So says the guy that was starting all the shit before we went
look
on air.
Where, motherfucker? I'm on the phone.
What did I do?
Well, technically, you're watching the video stream, so you can look at me.
Ooh. I'm not, because it's like 2 minutes behind.
Damn. So well, you're still able to look
I like watching stuff in real time.
So, Manib.
Yeah.
What the hell happened with your last fight, man?
Oh, man. This was a crazy, crazy time in my life.
Yeah,
because
me and Kyle came. Well, yeah, me and Kyle were there. We came out.
Now what?
They were there.
And basically, you told us that you wasn't going to be able to fight, man. And it was just a crazy story, man. So what happened, man?
Big one. All right. Big so, first guy, Keaton Gatzmer, backs out. Says he has, like, pancreatitis a couple days before the fight. I don't know if it's true or not. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
Right.
Second guy, they get me a replacement. First of all, they put out a Facebook post saying, like, who wants to fight Manib? And, like, nobody raised their hand. So, yeah, I don't know why. Like, apparently I suck, so why don't they come get it?
Hey.
They know.
It's supposed to be an easy fight, right?
They know. Right. But, hey, so nobody raised their hand to fight me, except for a guy named Marcus Wheeler. At that time, I did not have no idea who he was, you know? So all I just got was like a text like, hey, we got you an opponent. His name is so-and-so, Marcus Wheeler, but he weighs 145 pounds, and I was cutting to 125.
Right.
And so I was like, you know what? I was like, I don't give a fuck. All right, I'll fight him. So that's all. So I thought I had the fight, you know? I was like, okay, I don't have a fight for a minute. I was pretty pissed off. So then I thought I had a fight, and then, like, literally an hour before weigh-ins, promoter comes up to my room, says, hey, we need to talk, and I was like, oh, shit, what is it now? Like, what is it now? And so he comes up, and he tells me, like, hey, for whatever reason, the commission doesn't like this matchup, the way his amateur record went and your amateur record went. Like, they don't think it's a fair matchup and all kinds of this and that. I don't know. So,
Bunch of bullshit.
Dude doesn't get to fight.
So what were they saying that your record or your qualifications was higher than his?
Yeah.
Or was it the other way around?
Yeah, they were saying. I mean, like that's all I was told from the promoter, from what Carlos told me. So I don't even know, honestly.
Wow.
But yeah, they didn't clear him to fight me, and so I was left like hanging without a fight. And I mean, like, I had a lot of people who would coming out to that to watch me fight there. And I really wanted to fight there because that's, like, 10 minutes from where I grew up.
Exactly. It was a Motor City Casino.
Motor City Casino, a big venue, you know.
Yeah, when that happened, I felt your pain, dude.
Yeah, man. That was sucked. That was a terrible week right there. It was a up
and then
and
to
down,
make matters worse,
down.
Man, the weather for that fight, that whole fight was like snake bit, dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hit with a big snowstorm, like, the day
before. They took a big hit not having me on the car, and then that snowstorm, and it was just
a shit show.
Yeah.
Man, so how do you pick yourself up after that, man? You know, you were expecting to fight. You know, you find out like an hour before the weigh-ins that you're not fighting. How do you
I'll tell you.
Show up to the fights and then pick yourself up?
I'll tell you. So for real, I was pretty heartbroken. I'm not going to lie. I worked really hard for that one. Like, I put a lot of time in for that.
Right. It's supposed to be your debut.
Debut. I was really going in.
Yep.
But I ate a big-ass donut in the lobby of the hotel. Like, I'm talking about this donut was, like, this big.
You know what?
Covered in Oreos.
I remember
Marco,
that.
You probably couldn't wait. My bad, bro.
That sounds good.
Was it Pookie Day?
So, man, I ate this big ass donut. It made me feel a little bit better. And then I went to my room, cried a little. I swear to God, I cried a little because I didn't get to fight. I worked too damn hard for it. And then we just pick ourselves up. We move on. And now I just don't expect anyone to show up. And so it makes me feel better.
It's kind of sad, man.
No, I mean, like, I'm not.
You
like,
really had to do that, though,
like,
man.
I just don't. Like, if this guy doesn't show up, I'll fight him in the parking lot. I'll go find him.
Damn.
Like, it's not a joke anymore. But for real, I just pray to God every day that he shows up healthy and ready to fight.
Man. Well.
Make some do-wahs. Hey, I got a question for both fighters.
Hey, hey, Tony. Tony, we got to take a quick break.
What's up?
Got to take a quick break, man.
Why we got to take a break when it's my turn to ask a question?
Because Randy told me to. You know, I just does what he
Randy's
said.
Still and shooting shots Randy. At you, motherfucker.
Randy, throw your social medias out there and let everybody know who you are.
He's on Tinder.
I am.
Plenty of fish.
So you can find me on Twitter at Randy Walker.
Yes, sir. So when we come
What's
back.
What's your Tinder?
I don't know. You can make a link for that, right? I'll tell you when we get back from the break. After
boy, oh, boy.
So, Tony, when we get back, you got the first question for our two guests, Mr. Marco and Mr. Muneeb. So we're going to take this quick break, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And we're here with Kyle.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
We're doing this after the break.
Dude? I was like, we're doing this after the break. Like, what the fuck?
Our guys, man, we got
Marco, the hybrid smallman, and we got Muneeb Alsamny with us. Murdy Muneeb. You going by Murder Muneeb this time or Money Muneeb? Which one's going to be?
Probably murder. I think it's murder now.
Murder.
Murder money.
Let's go both.
Yes, sir.
Murder money. That works.
Murder money.
I like that. Hey, Tony, you had a guest. You had a question for our guest before the break. Why don't you go ahead and lay that on him real quick.
Well, the way that MMA is going, man, it's starting to get that that pro wrestling flair, you know, not necessarily the, you know, hey, there you go.
Oh, Ric Flair?
You know, with the music, the lights, the fireworks, the people being accompanied by certain celebrities. If you guys made it to your premier event where you could have anything you wanted at that event, what would be your theme song of choice and who, no matter where they're from, no matter what they do, what celebrity would you have in your corner come out with you?
Nice question.
Good question. Who wants to go first?
I'll let Marco go first.
So,
man, that bus could not have felt good at all, man. He just threw you under.
Hey. So repeat.
Cracked all the ribs.
So repeat that question for the rest of us.
For the most part, though, at the peak, you guys is WrestleMania, so to speak, the biggest event of the year that you guys are having. You're going for the title, whether it be Bellator, UFC, your dream title, your dream match. Well, I'll even make it a little deeper. In your dream match, who would you go against? What song would you come out to, and what celebrity would you have accompany you to the ring?
Well, obviously, my dream match would be Tyron Woodley, you know, welterweight champ of the UFC. Yes, that's my dream match.
Nice.
You know, and my walkout, which is my current one, you know, that's kind of where my head's at right now, is Tupac, Ambitions of a Rider.
He's got our theme song.
Yes,
that's where my head's at right now. You know, I'm just, you know, I have a lot of ambitions, and I'm just, you know, riding this MMA train.
And
a celebrity.
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 Make it a good one, bro.
This one should be fun.
Ooh, man, celebrity.
Be careful with your answer.
Oh, really?
No, don't be careful.
Ah, damn, celebrity.
Wait, you're not married, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, say what the fuck you want, man.
I don't really think about celebrities too much, though. I mean, I don't know, maybe Drake, because he can, you know, he's a good hype man in the background. You know, you always see him at the basketball Ooh. Games.
That's a good one.
Ooh, I'm gonna have two.
Two.
Two celebrities.
Oh,
this
shit.
Guy.
All right, go All ahead, right. Muneeb. Who's your dream fight? Right. Your walkout song and your celebrity.
All right. Dream fight. I think I said this before, but my dream fight would be, if he was alive, Bruce Lee.
Ah.
That would be a good one. I think I'd whoop him. But
hell no.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, I got hey bro, I boys got don't hit everything, but for what you just said, all right.
Man, I'll whoop that guy.
That's a tall order there, guy.
He ain't got no hands. But anyways,
what's your walkout song?
Walkout song, I think like walkout song for me, they change based on how I'm feeling, based on my mood, you know. Like, sometimes I'm in a fun mood going into a fight. Sometimes I'm annoyed and frustrated. I just want to play some crazy shit, you know?
Right.
Like the shit you play on your Snapchat all the time.
Yes, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Shout out 6ix9ine. Yeah. And my celebrities, I'm going to have two of them walking out with me.
Uh-oh.
One of them is going to be DJ Khaled. I can probably make that happen, ooh, too, because we're cousins.
The king of ad-libs.
Whoa. What?
Khaled's your cousin?
My cousin, yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, you guys heard it first.
What the fuck?
So, do you like watch his motivational videos every day?
Hell yeah, me and Khaled are tight, man. We talk all the time.
That's what's up, man.
Hell yeah. And
Aside, you my son. Got you some new clothes, Aside.
Major key, hey.
Drake vocals came in. Oh, wow.
Another one.
Yep, that's what he told me after I won my first belt. He told me, go get another one. You know what I'm saying? And I have another celebrity there, too. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love me some Rachel McAdams. Oh, my God.
Hey, man. Rachel McAdams is, like, low-key.
Okay, but let me ask this, though. Okay, but let me ask you this, though.
No,
is that keeping you in the right mindset when you're about to go fight? Because your mind is somewhere else.
My mind is killing my opponent, flat out.
Marco, you kind of scared me a little bit.
Look. Got the serial killer going on.
Like,
over here,
look, man. All I'm gonna say is, man, it's gonna be 2 weeks shy of the last time I fought. My head's not in a good place right now.
Marco,
all I'm thinking about. Okay. Let me finish. Sorry, but all I'm thinking about is going and walking in that cage. You know, making that crawl up the steps. My fingertips touching the canvas. I walk up. I look him deep in the eyes. Ref has me walk to my side. Stare him dead in his face. See how spooked he looks. Going in, slamming him and choking him. Or KOing him if he keeps his chin out. Like I know he's going to. All I'm thinking about is destruction and devastation.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your main event right there, man.
So since we got like right to it. Why don't you tell us about the stuff you were telling us about right before the break?
So
he's already obviously pissed you off. So
it's not so much him because, like, look, man, it's nothing personal with him. He just happened to be a name that they gave me.
Right.
But then that's it. Like, it's, like I said, it's nothing against him. He's another name, another stone I have to walk on his MMA journey. But in regards to Scott Futrell, I mean, he's tall. He's 6'4". I mean, I'm no stranger to tall people. I mean, I fought a few.
Right.
You know, he's 6'4". He's a southpaw. Lucky me.
That's always fun.
I'm not the only one.
He's 6'4" at 155?
No, that fights at 170.
170. That's still pretty tall.
Oh,
for
okay. I was about to say, that motherfucker thinner than Snoop Dogg. Shit.
But yeah, he's 6'4". He's a southpaw. I mean, he likes to, with him being the taller guy, he likes to fight with his chin out. I'm sure he's used to being the taller guy, so he throws his 1-2s, but he leaves his chin out. He likes to hook, but he has a decent hook. But like I said, he has his chin out, and he better keep his chin away from me because I'm coming after it. Don't leave it out with me. I'm coming after it. And on top of that, from his last couple fights, I mean, he's looked calmer. He's actually got some decent knees, especially switching camps. You know, he's at St. Charles MMA out in St. Charles, Missouri.
Okay.
So, I mean, they've got the BJJ, they've got the Muay Thai, so he's got a better camp, lucky for him, I guess. Or unlucky, matched up with me.
Depending on how you look at it.
Exactly. So, but I mean, he's got no answers off his back. I mean, he's got a triangle from one of his past fights, but it's not good with it. And on top of that, he's got no answers off his back. He's got okay knees, and he's tall.
But other than that, I mean,
don't expose your game plan now, man. Don't expose your game.
I'm not exposing. I'm just you know, letting know what it is. You know, I mean, that's it. I don't really see him outstriking me. I don't see him out grappling me. I don't see him beating me in any aspect, you know, while we're in that cage. I don't see this getting past the first or second round in my favor.
Yeah, I was about to ask that question. Like, how long do you see this fight going?
No, it's not going past the second round, guaranteed. And him and, you know, and him looking up at me, wondering why he's on the ground and I'm not, and me with my hand raised.
You heard it here first, man. That's your main event.
Hey,
I'm about to go down.
It's gonna be a scrap.
He gonna get these hands.
More than that.
I mean,
and Drake coming out with him.
Hey, I'm charged up.
I mean, anything else you want to say to your opponent, man? I mean, hey, the camera's right there.
All I'm gonna say is, come in with your hands up, your chin down, and your A game.
And get ready to get knocked the fuck out.
Hey, because I'm coming in. And I'm coming after you. And I hope you're ready. And I hope and I hope that you did a lot more than coming at me in this bullshit four-week training camp.
Yeah, and fuck your girlfriend.
You know what? No. No. I don't do that. But dog, Scott, come in with your A game.
There it is.
Or sea stars. That's it.
And all 24 of his abs is ready.
I really don't know where to go from there, man.
Why don't we just do
Manee,
this?
Manee, man, you gotta hype up your shit, man. Yeah. You gotta get these motherfuckers there to you too.
I was about to say, bro, what's the last words for the opponent? Then we'll kick you a couple wrestling questions.
My last words for my opponent?
Yeah.
I mean,
show up. How about that?
Yeah.
All I
gotta
don't
have
say,
that bitch assness.
Yeah, just please show up to the fight. I'm proud of you if you do.
I'm proud of you if you do.
For real. I'll be so proud of him if he shows up to the fight. I might shake his hand. Or not. But anyways.
Or not.
Yeah, I think I'm going to beat his ass for sure. That's like nothing to it, man. Go out there, whoop him, have fun with all my friends and family that come out and support me every single time, you know. Just have a good time.
Right.
It's really all it is for me. Have a good time. Finally get paid to do something that I love. I'm really happy about that because I'll be the first professional athlete out of my family.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's Rock, really bro. What it is. Just set a good example for my nieces and nephews, and let them know that they can do whatever they want too when they get older.
And they can beat somebody's ass.
They can beat somebody's ass right now. I mean, I teach them every single day. But yeah, that's all I got to do is just have a good time, enjoy myself, pick this guy apart, put on a show, and hang out with all my friends and family who come out that night. It's gonna be great.
Now I know Marco just mentioned a couple things that he sought out in the last fighter that he's going against now. Did you do any tape watching of the guy you're going against, or is it kind of just like you just focus on yourself?
I mean, like, this guy, his last fight was like 3 years ago or
damn,
something.
He really hadn't fought in a long time.
Yeah, he hasn't fought in a long time, and I mean, he does
well, he
like,
ain't really got nothing to watch.
I mean, he does things decent, you know, like he's a decent fighter. He's he knows how to throw punches, he knows how to throw kicks. Just doesn't throw him as good as me and not as fast as me. So it really doesn't matter, I guess.
So you're giving him 30 seconds in the first round?
I'm going to give him I don't know, honestly. I could go out there and throw something crazy, like in the first second of the fight. Who knows? If I come out clipping with a good left hook, he's going night-night. I'm not even going to throw my right hand. They know about that one.
There it is.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about him, man. It's nothing to do with him. This is man versus self and just about whooping his ass, having a great time.
And you guys are doing this on the same card?
Yeah, we're going yes, in on yeah. the same card. We're going to battle. In.
Tony, we got to have you out with us when we're live in the living color, bro.
I got to come see this, man. I got to come out there, sore throat and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hopefully you feel better, man.
Wait, anybody else from MT on this card?
Josh Bruckner.
Oh, Josh is a past guest.
That's right.
Josh Bruckner's fighting. I'm not sure he's fighting. There's some good fights on there. Adrian's fighting.
Yeah, Adrian and his brother.
I think Avan Bashi's on the card too.
Avan's a little fucking monster.
Yeah,
dude.
He's a beast. So yeah, there's some good fights on this card. You're probably gonna see a lot of people go home knocked out.
That's what's up. So,
So wait, between both of y'all, are y'all both going for knockout?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
You know what I do.
Going for the knockout. I'm saying, because like, there can only be one knockout of the night. You know, somebody need to go and sleep somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right. So, Manit, we've talked to you about MTT, man. Marco, we haven't had a chance to talk to you about MTT, man. How's your experience been there working with Crowshank and Cody Stamann, who's just here not too long ago? Huh. And, Manib and everybody there, man.
I don't really train out at MTT too much.
But
I've been up there. I've trained with Kara Rowe, probably one of the best boxing trainers out there.
Okay.
I actually work with a guy. She used to work with Coach Johnny Glover, Glove that we like to call him, out in Empire Boxing in Detroit.
Okay, but So what's your main gym then?
Main gym, Warrior Way Martial Arts, Fuse MMA, MASH Gym. I got a few others. My place where I go that I do all my predominantly my strength conditioning, Funk Fitness out in Brighton.
Okay.
So
how important are those local gyms and, you know, people from those gyms, you know, getting exposure, being main events of cars like TXC and moving on to other promotions as well? How important is it to have that local, those local gyms get people out there like that?
I think it's very important. I think having, being a part of smaller gyms is actually better because you're getting that, you're getting that more intimate, one-on-one instruction from your, from all your instructors. And it's nice. It's nice being a fighter from those gyms, representing them, right, and getting these kind of opportunities. Like I said, I got that opportunity to go out to the Ultimate Fighter tryouts. I got to represent Michigan. No, not even just my gyms that I'm a part of, but I got to represent Michigan.
Right.
And I thought I showed out.
And the Yak Town.
And the Yak Town. That's right. But I really do my best to represent, not just the people that train me, but the people that I'm a part of, the people, and where I'm from, that is Pontiac, Michigan. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me, it's about the people I represent, and I want to represent them as best as I can, not just skill wise, but as a role model, and as somebody to look up to, that's trying to ascend the ranks, trying to get what he wants.
Kyle, you want to jump into a little
and
bit
if
of wrestling?
If you were a pro wrestler, man, Devin would boo you. It'd be nothing for you. You showing off for good. You kind of motivate people and get people behind you, and Devin hates that.
Good segue, Tony, because we all know that Devin hates good guys.
I like the bad guys.
So that's a good thing to ask you guys as we go into WrestleMania. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on the whole Ronda Rousey thing.
It's, it's good. I mean, it's good for her. She's not really thinking of MMA right now.
Right.
So, I mean, whether she comes back or not, I mean, that's on her. But, I mean, I guess that's a good thing for her. There's a big fan base, wrestling fan base. So it's good for her brand.
Yeah.
And, she's got that famous, that famous stare. So, all in all, I think it's good for her. It's good for her brand. I mean, it's good for the fans.
Manit?
Ronda, I'm proud of her for continuing to move on with life. I felt really bad for her when she said she thought she was going to have to, kill herself after what happened with her fights and her losses.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just hate when seeing people get that emotionally attached to something like a fight, Because, think about it. People lose basketball games all the time. People lose soccer games all the time. It's right. Different because, you don't have another 10 people on your team to blame a loss on, and share that type of thing. But when you have to take it all in and take it all on your shoulders, it sucks. And so I'm glad she's moved on with her life and she's doing her thing, you know. I never really understood what the big fuss was about her being, like, as big as she was. Like, even my sister would ask me about Ronda Rousey. But, I mean, she did a great job making herself as big as she was, and she moved on in life, so that's good.
I don't know if you guys saw the interview this morning, but she also said on ESPN today, because they were asking her, like, you know, are you completely done with MMA? Are you going to stay with wrestling? Because she's locked up for the next couple of years with WWE.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she was like, I never said I wasn't going to fight again, so...
No, you're right.
Well, also, from what I've heard, she's been a big wrestling fan her whole life, yeah. And that's something she's always wanted to get into.
I don't think she should fight anymore because, like, when you hear someone say some stuff like that, like, oh, I thought I was going to have to, like, kill myself after a loss or this and that, stuff like that, I don't think that those type of people need to get hit in the head anymore because she could have something seriously going on with her where she just actually does carry out those type of things. So I think she should just... She made her money.
That's a good point.
She made her money. She did her thing, but she doesn't need to rattle up her brain. You could tell she's a little bit off, you know? She's a little crazy.
Have you guys seen any of her work in WWF so far? Because it's only been about
WWE.
I mean,
WWF? It's 1997.
WWF was cool.
It's still WWF to me, David. But yeah, the last couple of weeks, you know, she's come out, done some interviews. She's had a couple, you know, physical interactions over the last couple of weeks. You seen any of them?
I mean, I've seen snippets. I mean, nothing crazy, nothing big. I mean,
I haven't seen it. I just want to see her get RKO'd.
Oh, out of nowhere.
That would be hilarious. Out of nowhere.
Wow. Tony Kyle, what did you guys think of her?
The one thing that's been funny to me with that is, have you guys noticed, well, you guys have seen more, you and Tony have seen more than these guys have maybe, but dude, every time I've watched her throw somebody, okay, so when she put Triple H through the table, that looked clean. But both times that she's thrown girls.
Dana Brooks,
like,
and...
I don't know if she, like, forgot her own strength or what, but, dude, she about tossed Dana Brooke out the fucking ring.
It's her new finisher. She got to get it over.
She fucking flew.
What's her finisher?
She, like, picked her up for, like, a suplex type deal and just fucking tossed her.
Sent it.
Yeah, just, yeah, literally
it's like,
sent
it's like
her.
It's like a fallaway slam, but it's from a back suplex position.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I've noticed is that she and Tony, you're the wrestler of the group, so you can tell me if I'm off base or not. She still doesn't have the timing yet, and that kind of worries me a little bit.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, as far as timing goes, I mean, of course, I can't say too much,
right?
You know,
right?
I can't expose the business,
right?
But wrestling, what I was always taught is, if you think you're going too slow, you're probably not going slow enough. And she definitely paces herself. Now, what I see she needs work on, undoubtedly, is fucking mic work.
Oh, 100%.
She definitely needs a promo coach.
I agree. But I don't know if you guys saw Monday Night Raw or not, but and I've kind of been the negative one on the whole Ronda thing, but I saw something.
Hell yeah, yes.
But look, I saw something great. And it's something that great that can happen if they do it the right way. When she had Mandy Rose going for the armbar, Ronda had that infamous look, Ronda look. And Kurt Angle was the one that kind of had to rein her in. Like, Ronda, no, Ronda, stop. Ronda, look at me. And, like, I think if they go with that, make Ronda the savage and Kurt Angle's the one that kind of reins her in, I think it could be gold.
She did look like she was about to rip that bitch's arm.
Oh, you would
love it if
she was a bad person.
He wants her to be, he wants everybody to be a bad
guy. But no, Tony, we got to talk about this. Like, when she comes out, you know, she's happy, she's smiling and shit. But then when someone gets in her face, she snaps into MMA mode. And if they
You want her to be Bob Backlund in 96, is what you're telling me.
Kind of, sort of. But have Kurt Angle as her manager. And whenever she starts going too far, he's the one that's got to rein her in.
So you want Kurt to be a manager?
He's not going to be GM long. So, yeah, make him the manager.
So he's going to manage and just fuck wrestling. He's just going to be a manager.
He's
going
to go back to wrestling, dog.
not full time.
Yeah, he is.
Full time?
I'll give him at least, I'm not going to say like every week. He go Brock Lesnar it out. He go be there maybe, you know, 6 to 12 matches a year.
Have you watched Kurt Angle walk?
Same as the whole Daniel Bryan thing.
Did you see his last match? Did you see his work in WCWO? Like, dude, still got it. Like, undoubtedly, unquestionably.
Yeah, that was a while ago, man. Like, watching him walk around makes me hurt.
Devin's just a hater, Tony.
That's not true. But
yeah, see, next thing you know, he's going to be talking about Matt Riddle. Oh, yeah. I mean,
not I like Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle is fucking
Matt
dope, dude.
Riddle.
Is he in WWE?
No, he's not in WWE, but he's killing it out of the indies and shit.
Wait, we've asked you this before, Muneeb. You said you kind of thought about, you know, getting in the wrestling ring before. Mm-hmm. Marco, could you ever see yourself in a, maybe not WWE, or even if it is WWE, in a wrestling ring?
I don't know. I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes right away. Okay. I mean, I'm kind of focused on making my mark in MMA right now.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of, I would say it's kind of premature for me to think in those terms right now.
Right.
You know, I'm too busy trying to, you know, win a world title as a welterweight.
Trying to whip Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Speaking of that, though, here that brings up another good question. You know, Muneeb, we've talked to you about this before, but Marco, did you watch wrestling at all as you grow up?
Yeah. I mean, I've watched wrestling as a kid. I mean, I think the last time I watched, you know, any pro wrestling, I want to say it was Stone Cold versus The Rock.
Which one?
On pay-per-view. I don't know numbers. But I know this is years and years ago. I think it was Steve.
So is he either 15 or 17?
Yeah.
Or 19.
He lost 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
My favorite match, bro.
Hey, man. That's your favorite? I grew up on this.
No, you want to know what my favorite match of all time was?
Yeah.
It was Kurt Angle versus Edge. And then Edge shaved his head.
And the one at Judgment Day.
King of the Ring.
Was that it? It was so
I thought
badass.
It was Judgment Day.
That was King of the Ring.
I ordered that on pay-per-view. I went crazy to get that shit ordered.
Yeah, dude, that shit was pretty funny, especially when Kurt did everything he could to not get his head shaved and then wore the fucking wrestling headgear but had a wig on them in the middle of the motherfucker to try to
get his head shaved.
Full wrestling headgear, though?
Yeah, he had the full wrestling headgear on, but he put a wig on in between it so you couldn't see that he was bald.
Oh, wow.
Man, so I mean, I know you guys might not watch wrestling as much now, but, you know, I think Tony was talking about this before about how, you know, wrestling and MMA are starting to blur lines a little bit. You're starting to get MMA fighters that are
absolutely
talking more, you know, being more flamboyant to draw in fans.
So, promos.
Entrance
music.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor.
The lights.
Conor McGregor's a
big guy. Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Fucking Charles Sonnen can hold a promo with The Rock.
He sucks, man.
Well, dude, he trained at the power plant,
I'm not talking about his fighting ability. I'm talking about him talking.
No, like, his talking went down, too.
Before there was Chael. I mean, we had Muhammad Ali. Cutting promos.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, of course.
And he was a big wrestling guy, too.
He fought Antonio Inoki.
Yeah, in Inoki, that's right. I was about to say that.
Like Connor said, don't compare the two, man. Don't compare John Cena, failed Mr. Olympia ass.
Oh, shit. He took a shot at your boy, Tony.
See, man, this is why I love Muneeb.
Man, I hate John Cena. Man. That dude's so lame.
Why do you hate Cena, man?
Because, a couple reasons. He comes out, he wears these big headbands on his biceps, just so stupid, and then he wears like 8 wristbands, and then he wears these jean shorts that are just like capris, and then he wears knee pads. Like, the dude's lame, man. The dude's lame.
He used to rock a Nietzsche. I just want to say that. Bro,
Nietzsche's coming back, man.
The dude is lame. He used to rock a Vizu. Right, that boy Cena about that life. And if you don't know, John Cena drops bars. All right, that boy got bars. Oh, yeah.
But remember when John Cena said the N-word?
No.
Wait,
no
did
when man. Was this?
He did.
When was this?
In a freestyle. He rapped against a fan.
Oh, here's a...
No, that was Vince McMahon.
Before we go, since it's a little known fact, Devin, you already know where I'm going to go with this. But did you guys know that when Cena was supposed to be on WrestleMania 19, they had it set up, he was supposed to go, you know, rap battle with LL Cool J, Fabulous, and
Jay-Z? LL, yep. Fabulous, and Jay-Z?
Yeah. They had
none of them wanted to battle.
Fab was already lined up, but then he backed out. Jay-Z was going to do it, except he couldn't do it because of schedule conflict. And LL was going to do it, except it was too. They got to him too late. So all three of those were all supposed to happen at WrestleMania 19 in Seattle. And, dude, it's funny. They said that. They were like, you know, there were a couple – there were others that they reached out to. But they were like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this for a couple reasons. A, with it being wrestling fans, they don't know if the wrestling fans are just going to pick him because it's wrestling. And they said a few of them, you know, they didn't know if they were worried Cena was going to throw some shit they weren't looking for.
Nah, he's booty.
Oh, I agree.
The deal with, like, Cena being, like they make it impossible for the dude to lose? It's not even fun to watch.
He's been losing a lot lately.
No, no, but like before, a couple years ago.
Hey, don't you dare interrupt our guest. But listen, you keep talking, Manish.
Listen, like, but they make him lose in like the most elaborate way ever. Like, oh, he gets handcuffed to the ropes or some bullshit.
Manish, I know you ain't watched wrestling about 6 years. The drama. If you think that. Because John Cena been getting his ass whooped.
Okay, but listen.
He's been getting his ass handed to him in match after match.
I'm talking about like 10 years ago when I was deep into this shit, right? And John Cena used to piss me off because like they'd hit him with like power bombs and all kinds of crazy shit. And then they just, he impossible to pin him. He has to lose by like some stretch of the imagination, you know?
Well, Tony, we got to wrap up. We're going to let Neeb have the last word on that.
John Cena.
So, guys, you guys have a fight coming up in two weeks, April 14th at Burton Manor in Livonia, Michigan. Go ahead, get your tickets, people.
Down goes Scott Futrell.
There you go. Manib, any last words to your opponent?
Have a good day, man. Fuck you.
Hey, guys, go ahead and throw your social media and your sponsors out there, too. Go ahead, Manib.
Manib_Salmany and all my sponsors, Endgame, Realtor Anthony Fawaz, Dairy Kings, Detroit MATV, and Michigan Top Team Detroit Jiu-Jitsu. Love you guys.
Marco the Hybrid Smallman, Facebook, Instagram, the_hybrid_MMA, Twitter, Firewalker41. And shout out to my sponsors, Propeer USA, D&D Recruiting, that's a new one, USA, JBI Securities LLC, Cactus Financial. I got a lot. That's it.
Okay. Mr. Thunder.
Scott Patel, tell your girlfriend to stay off social media. I'm Tony Thunder everywhere I go.
Down goes Scott Futrell.
Tony Thunder, except what happened?
He said down goes Scott Futrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, and his girlfriend. So check it. I'm Tony Thunder on Twitter.
He's at it.
Tony Thunder on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Find the underscores and the numbers and all that other stuff on KO3CPod or whatever it is. .com. I got to get it right.
I don't think he responded to you on Twitter.
I stayed in the bed. Hold on, Kyle.
I didn't say anything.
Today.
Wait a minute.
I'm tired.
Go ahead, man.
I'm sick as two dogs. And I feel like 8 cans of shark shit. PWK this Saturday. Hey, if I'm sick, I'm still going to whoop some ass. In Peru, Indiana, PWK1.com. We packing it up, all 71 of us. And
first of all, if Scott Futrell comes at you for trying to say that about his girlfriend, just for the record, Tony, I got your back.
I got these hands, bro. I've been to Krung Gym. I've been to hands-on boxing gym. I mean, I know how to kick and all that shit, but I wrestle, and I got these hands.
But can you do a sidekick?
Fuck Scott Futrell.
Hey, Tony, real quick. I want a wrestling ring. How do I do that?
You said what?
I need a wrestling ring.
You want to win a wrestling ring?
Yeah.
You want to win a wrestling ring for your bar mitzvah, your birthday, Passover, Jesus' birthday, your auntie's birthday, Ramadan? Hey, check it. Eat Mubarak, go straight to winawrestlingring.com. We'll come and set it up. We'll get in the ring. We'll super kick motherfuckers for you. Just go to winawrestlingring.com and get you a ring.
And right. We'll have one at Festivus.
Yes,
how
sir.
Much? How much?
And we will have one at Festivus.
How much is it?
How much?
Oh, you got to go to the website, man. What ring you want, what size you want, if we got to bring it to you, all that kind of stuff, man.
All right, Mr. Collison.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUC. Find me on Facebook at Kyle Collison. And check out our damn page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast.
And go ahead and throw the information out there for the fight real quick.
And you can find us all. These motherfuckers are going to be kicking people and punch people in the face and maybe kicking them in the dick. Yeah, anyway.
MTV won't like that.
Did you say? Yeah. Fuck MTV. They want to let people kick people like our past guest, Vince Murdoch, in the dick. Anyway.
We'll be there talking.
Yeah, we'll be there talking and talking shit while these guys kick people's ass in the cage. April 14th, Burton Manor, TXC Fights. Get your tickets. Be there.
Real quick, any guys selling tickets?
We're both selling tickets.
Yeah, we're both selling tickets. Oh, also, I'm selling T-shirts. Well, hooded T-shirts. $25. So this right here, this is an alternate. But the ones I'm selling are going to be all purple and gold.
I want one of the motherfuckers. Told you that last time.
Get one. Well, I got. Hey, lucky for me, I got some with me.
I only got my card on me right now, dog.
Oh,
he's got a square.
Cash
he's
got only. A square.
All right, so my name is Devin McKenzie. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can hit me up on Instagram at AllStakeNoSizzle. Make sure you check out KO3CPod.com to get everybody's social media. Check out the Reality Era News group on Facebook. We talk wrestling in there. And if you need a car.
Yeah, Motor City Wrestling Alliance. I remember the name this time.
Yes, sir. Hey, if you need a car, go to SouthfieldQualityCars.com.
Oh, shit.
When you go in and to make your purchase, it's tax season, people. Get you a car. Go in and make your purchase and give them the reference code 19309. That's
1939.
That's 19309. And you are muted, motherfucker.
All right, so, unmuted for a minute, though.
Unmuted for a second. So, with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, are we done? Everybody good?
Yeah, shout out to Pepper Kyle and Kevin, even though their mamas don't love them and they don't love us either. And fuck your couch!
Why are you yelling, Randy?
I looked up my Tinder my profile. Shit.
You looked it up?
Yeah, tinder.com/@RandyWalker.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
So,
I don't have a Tinder. I got a beautiful girlfriend.
Hit me up.
Elise.
Free podcast day is coming
up. I love
up
how
soon.
He had to throw that out. He's protecting him.
Yes, free podcast day.
I'm not a part of this.
Going down. I'm yelling.
She's going to kill me.
First Saturday.
She's black and Mexican.
So,
she'll kill me.
April 7th.
April 7th.
Here at Podcast Detroit. Sign up in advance, though.
And Falling Down Beer Company, get you $1 off when you go in there. Just mention Podcast Detroit. Hey, Buffalo Wild Wings downtown, April 7th as well. We'll be there watching UFC 223 and NXT. So come check it out with us, Knockouts and Three Counts, and Breaking Down the Ring. So all that being said.
Tinder.com/@RandyWalker.
And fuck your couch!
Why are you? Because Tony tried to steal my shit.